miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Captain Ron Nielsen, the Plane Whisperer, is a retired Air Force pilot, flew commercially for years, and now helps people overcome their fear of flying through his live classes and webinars. He's restored confidence to thousands who are now flying again with a smile on their face. Captain Ron's website is fearlessflight.com, fearlessflight.com. It's very infrequently we talk with a pilot, so we have to ask about, I'm sure you have an opinion on that Malaysian airliner. Is it all probably a good bet that thing is crashing at the bottom of the ocean?
I would say pretty much so. Yeah, the fact that they turned off course, that was a conscious decision on somebody's part, and without a clearance or without declaring an emergency, pilots just don't do that. So it's probably not a good sign. That's for sure.
All right, here's Dr. Mike again. Dr. Mike.
Now, fear of flying is I was totally amazed, 10 to 25%. And you said the first thing you do is you sit them down and have them pat themselves on the back because they recognize their problem. Second thing you do is you took them into an airplane in Phoenix, or now you're going to take them on a airplane set. And I guess we can sign up for this if you've got the problem. It's fearlessflying.com. But tell us, so once you get them in the airplane, what do you do? Is it just repeated experience, or what else happens?
Well, up until August 16th will be our first class in the LA area, but in the Phoenix area here, when I do the live classes, we have a classroom portion, and then we'll be taking them on an airplane, as I said. And it's a static airplane, and many of them, believe it or not, make me promise that I won't move the flight or the airplane during the class. But what we do is we work on anticipatory anxiety, and that's the anxiety that where you think about what's going to happen to you on the airplane. And again, it's often related to the many of the 60,000 thoughts we have a day. In the case of a fearful flyer, they're obsessing over the sights, sounds, and sensations that are unknown to them, and they interpret kind of negatively as something, a sign of something going wrong. But what you do is you answer their questions. What's this? What's that? What does this do? How do you land? What are the risks on takeoff and things like that? And then the other part of it is the actual what I call phobic anxiety, and that's where they're on the airplane and they're actually making a flight. And those are that's the fight or flight system that's hijacked their normal rational thought. And what we do is we teach them some techniques, breathing, relaxation, things that they can do to actually calm themselves down. And as you probably are aware of, you know, if I can calm my physiological arousal, the things that are going on oftentimes outside of my consciousness, then I can actually start to manage my level of arousal. So breathing, and one of the things that I learned early on is I have them grab a drinking straw when they go through the food court in the airport, and you just control your breathing. And I use a drinking straw because it minimizes the chances of them hyperventilating, which further adds to their confusion. So if you just breathe in and out slowly, about 10 to 12 breaths per minute through a drinking straw, you can control your rate of breathing, and you can control some of the other physiology that goes along with that, and you can actually calm yourself. And if you can keep yourself below that level at which you trigger panic and panic attacks, then you've pretty much you've got it made, you know. And I teach them that if you can manage your anxiety in the first couple of minutes of flight, you really have a majority of the work done for you.
And breathing through a straw, obviously, you can't hyperventilate, meaning you can't exchange too much air, lower your CO2, and get a hyperventilation syndrome. So that helps with your anxiety. I assume the people who come there in the Phoenix area, are there classes run in other areas, or are you going to do a virtual online version of this once you get the LA sitting? Because obviously people in Chicago don't want to fly to Phoenix to go to the course on to overcome their fear of flying. So are there courses like this run throughout the country? That's one of the questions we have from Donna here is, in fact, she said, I live in Chicago. is there a course like this in Chicago? And if not in Chicago, is there one like this in a place I can travel to, like by train, like Detroit or Milwaukee?
I believe there may be a course in Milwaukee there. This is my first opportunity to expand my reach in terms of live courses in the LA area. But what I've done for years is coaching, and I do online webinars and courses and live coaching. So if they go to fearlessflight.com, I can certainly help them. They can get a free consultation for 15 minutes, and I can sure help them find resources and help them come up with the next step to do that. But I am really excited about the opportunity to do this. And as you know, with technology now, the ability to livecast is coming. And so one of the things we're hoping to do with this new level of instruction with the next set of live classes is to livecast so that we can actually have people participate online. Because I've actually helped more people over the phone and over the internet than I have live, for obvious reasons. Most people don't want to fly to Phoenix to take a fear of flying class.
Now, the other thing you mentioned is that you retired at age 60, and they changed the rules. So we do a lot of inspections for the FAA here on pilots in our executive health program at the Cleveland Clinic, and I know it's 65 now. Are there thoughts of increasing it as our longevity increases, do you know? And after they changed it back to 65, from 60 to 65, could you unretire, or was that a fait accompli already?
Well, to answer your last question first, I could have actually gone back, but unfortunately, the way the rules are written with seniority is I would have had to start all over at the bottom of the pecking order again. So I chose to move on, and helping people, much to my surprise, overcome their fear of flying became a passion for me. This is the 26th year I've been doing this now. And as far as the age limit, my understanding is in Canada, they now have lifted it completely. So it is simply you have to pass. You know, we're always under the scrutiny, as you know, about passing a first-class medical. And so in Canada now, all you have to do is pass the medical and to prove that you're medically qualified. And if they have one person in the cockpit that's over age 60, most of the airlines require someone on the flight deck to be under age 60, kind of as a balancing act. But yeah, the age limits. And I would expect eventually that the U.S. airlines would probably lift that restriction as well and just make it on a medical qualification basis.
So we've been talking with Captain Ron Nelson. I almost gave you a doctorate, Ron. Captain Ron Nelson, who runs the website fearlessflying.com. You can log on there. Has a program in Phoenix and pretty soon in Los Angeles that will in fact allow people in both of those areas and maybe online. Go to fearlessflying.com and you can contact him. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, and this is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.